take your Bible, if you will, please, tonight. Let me get this thing turned. Is it on? I'm already on. Now, boy, isn't that good? I guess I've been on the whole time, been sitting there. Just now? I do stuff sometime, I lose focus. It's amazing that I don't ever pick up the garbage and carry it out just, you know, like that without... All right, Joshua chapter 2, if you're able to stand, look with me there in about verse number 9. We'll let you stand, give you a chance to find that. Joshua chapter 2, verse 9. And she said unto the men, that I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom that ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is a God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We praise you and thank you. Thou art God, beside thee there is none else. Now, Lord, I pray you'd answer all these requests in accordance to thy will. We'll thank you in advance for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I will preach a sermon entitled, She's Not a Whore No More. Here we're talking about a woman that, if you will please, in the days of Joshua, her name was Rahab. And for a distinguishing mark of who that she is specifically, most of the time she's termed Rahab the harlot. Now, she's not a harlot now, but she was a harlot in days gone by. A lot of times, you know, people get bogged down and they're all confused and they're thinking, well, you know, it keeps mentioning her. Is that all the way down through there? Well, yeah, you know, Mary Magdalene was possessed with what? Several demons, and it always lets you know to differentiate between her and another, the one he's talking about. So here's Rahab, and there's another two or three of them that are mentioned. One of them's over in Psalms 87, it's not her, verse 4, 89, verse 10, Isaiah 51, verse 9, and it's a monstrous thing connected with Babylon, connected with dragons, connected. But this is not the Rahab we're talking about here tonight. All right, Joshua has taken the reins of leadership. We learned that last time. In fact, he's going to lead Israel into the promised land. In fact, whenever you begin to look into it, the Bible said that he sends out two men in verse number 1 of this chapter to go in and spy out the land. Somehow or another, whenever they get into that land, they find lodging at this Rahab the harlot's home. Now, obviously, you know, she's not in business. They're not going there for that. They're going there to be able to have a place to lodge, and that's where they did lodge, and they lodged there for the night. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that she's mentioned several times that we'll be looking at throughout the Scripture. First of all, let's talk about who she was. Well, she used to be a harlot. I'm sure that her mom and daddy wasn't real proud of that, but now she's turned that and she's lodging people, and her parents, her brothers, her sisters, they live with her. It's a bad business being in harlotry, and no doubt she can't escape and get away from it, but I'm glad to know that God's in the forgiving business. It appears that her house there with all of her folks in it, these are where these two men lodged. I don't know if they were charged for lodging or how they ended up there, except in the providence of God. But the Bible said, according to verse number 4, that the king of Jericho came looking for them, wanted to do something to them for spying out the land. And the Bible said, and she took and hid them. And let me tell you right now is that what a generous, kind act that it was that this woman was able to hide these two Jewish men that have come in to spy out the land. So who she was is not who she is. Now let's talk about who she is for a minute. I'll tell you who she is. She's a believer. Verse number 9, when you look at that, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. I want to tell you something. Look in verse 11 and read it again. And as soon as they had heard these things, our hearts did melt. In other words, when we heard about how powerful your God is, it melted our hearts. I would to God that every Baptist could ever hear that. You know what's wrong with the average Baptist? Their heart never gets softened, never gets melted. They just go ahead and braise up against God and march right on into hell before and when they die. I want to say to you that, if you will, she said, we know that the Lord your God, he is a God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Talk about a woman that saw some things. All right, number 3 in the lesson tonight, let me say, notice who she's concerned for. Verse 13, we read it. She's concerned about her family. And I'm going to tell you, it's impossible to ever come to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, not be concerned about your family. Everybody ever gets saved goes to wondering about mama, goes to wondering about daddy, goes to wondering about sisters, goes to wondering about brothers. I mean, everybody that ever gets saved is worried about their family and the people that descended that are in their family tree and so forth and on. I got to tell you is that it's good to be able to know. Here's a gal that used to have a bad life, but now she's concerned about her family. Now, she tells these men in about verse number 18, she tells these men that whenever you come into the land, then here's what I want you to do. I'm going to let you down by this scarlet thread in a window, and they're going to let us down. And here's what you're going to do is that if you'll promise to save my house, my father, my mother, my sister, my brother, you'll save them alive. Now, you're talking about, she knew God was fixing to wipe that place out. And so as a result of that, they made a pact with her and said, now look, if you tell our business, and you're going to be two-faced about it, if you're going to try to play both ends again in the middle, we'll be free from this oath. But if you do what you've bargained with us for, we'll see that everybody's saved alive. Well, notice, if you will, please, in about verse number 19. Let's take up reading there. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall go out of the doors of the house into the street, his blood shall be upon his hand. In other words, and we'll be guiltless. In other words, you better stay in the house. They better stay in the house with you. If you get out in the street, they're fair game, and we're not going to be chargeable for that. He said, whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made unto us to swear. Now notice in verse 21, as we look there in the chapter, and he says, according to your words, so be it. And so as a result of that, they told her what to do. She's about to let that scarlet thread hang out the window so they can identify him. Now these are men that are mighty men of valor, no doubt about that. And so over there in the chapter that we're looking at, verse number 23, so the two men, this same chapter, chapter 2, these two men returned, descended from the mountain, and they passed over, and they came to Joshua the son of Nun, and told him all the things that befell them. In other words, now they're telling the captain. And he said unto Joshua, truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. And so they told about the bargain that they'd made. And boy, I'm going to tell you something, is that Joshua, being the man of God and the leader that he is, he honored exactly what these men had promised. Now look in chapter number 6, that if you will, as they get ready to be able to go into Jericho, Joshua's informed by these two men about the bargain they've made with Rahab and her house. And let me say to you, in verse number 17 of Joshua chapter number 6, and the city shall be a curse, even him and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we send. Now I'm going to tell you something. You can't rise above doing for the people of God a kindness And certainly this woman was recognized for having done so. Notice that, if you will, that he warns them about the silver and the gold that's there, about ought to be brought into the treasury of the Lord, and that it'd be a curse to anybody that put their hand and wanted to get it for themselves. Verse 23, and the young men that were spies, they went in, they brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all of her kindred, and they left them without the camp of Israel. And then they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein. I got to say to you that when you look into it, is that not only did she recognize and know that she needed a kindness wrought to her, she knew how powerful God was. She knew that the land, and by the way, she didn't just learn this overnight. You know, this thing she'd been hearing now for several years. In some cases, some of those events that she had mentioned was as far back as 20, 30, 40 years maybe. I mean, she'd been listening to what God was doing in the land for a long time. You know what's wrong in the day and hour we live in? The pulpit got silent on what God was doing, and the pew got to where they just didn't care. The average Baptist preacher's gotten to where that he's looking for some kind of a means, some kind of a gain, some kind of a gimmick to be able to get people interested. And let me tell you something, if you don't get interested in the word of the Lord, nothing else you get interested in can ever be able to save your soul. In this lesson you're looking at, look if you will please, about verse 25. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she, noticed, dwelleth in Israel even unto this day. I'm going to tell you, when you come up on people like that right there, you don't want to leave them. And not only did she dwell with them until this day, but you're going to find out is that she's even mentioned over there in Matthew chapter 1, about verse number 5. She's even mentioned in the birth or somewhere in connection at a descendant, her descendants there in the genealogy of Christ. Now, it doesn't mean anything to the Lord, because let me tell you right now, Bathsheba was married to a Hittite. Remember that? And let me tell you right now, that's not who God used to bring his son in. He used a virgin by the name of Mary whenever he brought the Lord Jesus Christ. So no need to worry about the lineage of Christ. It's a pure thing, though Israel messed up more than one time. In the lesson that we're looking at, in this lady, she's dwelling unto this day. Now notice in the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, Hebrews in 11, chapter 11. I was reading, you know, after several, every now and again, comments that people had made, and some, you know, want to think this woman is not saved, and how could she ever be, and all of that. And then I just thought, well, let's read Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 31. The Bible said, and by faith, the harlot, just so you know who it is by identification, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. You know why? She believed God, and when she had received the spies with peace. Now, let me tell you right now is that once you couple all of those things together, then let God be true and every man a liar. And let me tell you, here's a gal that'd been waiting. She knew God was going to march through her land with the people of Israel, and boy, it made them shudder. She knew that the land's going to be given unto the Lord and the people of the Lord, and we've already heard how they're unstoppable. And boy, that as a result of that, when they get there, she bargains with them for the life of her family. James chapter 2, we're closing with it, and about verse number 25. He mentions it again. After he talks about how that Abraham's a friend of God, talks about it, you see in verse 24, how by the works that a man justified, talking about Abraham. Then in verse 25, likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers, had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. And I'm going to tell you, here's what he said. It's not a matter that she hid the spies and got saved. She hid the spies because she was saved, and she had already believed God and what he had promised, and that he was going to destroy the land. I want to tell you something, is that you know how you can tell her faith was real? By her actions. Yes. You know how to tell the average Baptist faith being real? By their actions. Yes. See? I've got people, you know, they'll tell you, you know, well, I'll tell you what, I think, you know, I'm as saved as anybody is. Well, either you're saved or you're not. I know I don't go to church. I hadn't been to church in 25 years. You're not saved. Well, when the Lord saves somebody, he adds them to the church. See? Well, I know it, but in preacher and I don't see eye to eye. I like to drink a little bit every now and again. That ain't the preacher. That's the Bible. I like to mess around a little bit. That ain't the preacher. That's the Bible. See, what you're showing is by your actions, you just don't believe God. If you believe God, your actions will tell it to be so. Tell it to be so. I don't know about you, but it does my heart good to be able to read about a woman like this that used to be in a real bad business. Now she's in business with God. I mean, what a good deal that is. And somebody said, you know, well, I don't like to be reminded that I was a harlot. You never hear her say that. She's just glad for the grace of God. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see. It's good to be saved by the wonderful, marvelous grace of God. Let's stand to our feet. Our Father, we ask your blessings on all these requests that have been mentioned tonight. Bless every family represented here. Be with those that could not be. Watch over these that will be traveling. Watch over, Lord, our folks as this ice storm is a threatening thing to us. And, Lord, we're looking unto thee, the author and finisher of our faith. We pray for our country. What a godless, wicked bunch of leaders we have. I pray you'd remove them from office. I pray that, dear God, you'd help us to have learned a lesson from being such a wicked, godless, become godless nation. Help us to turn back unto thee. We want to say thank you for loving us in Jesus' name.